Hare Krishna, everyone. Welcome to Bhakti Sangha Japa conference call. Today we are very fortunate to have His Grace Keshavananda Prabhu to enlighten us on the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th Canto, 11th chapter, 25th verse. Before I hand over the call to Prabhu, I request if Nima Mataji, please take over for the brief introduction.
Hare Krishna Mataji. Hare Krishna, dear devotees. Please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Today we have with us His Grace Keshavananda Prabhuji. Prabhuji was a professional doctor for many years, and he is now a practicing monk. For the last 20 years, he has conducted extensive research and authored books in the field of science and spirituality. He feels the rift between science and spirituality must disappear to bring peace in the world. If spirituality is a superstition and myth, science is materialistic and atheistic. A new approach to life is needed today to bring, that can bring the best of both worlds. Science must re-embrace spirituality and be humble to admit its defects, flaws, and ignorance. And spirituality must base itself on sound scientific and rational ideas. Keshavananda Prabhuji has studied both Vedic and Western philosophy. Besides learning Sanskrit, he has also learned Bengali, Gujarati, Marathi, and Kannada to know about other traditions. His persistent endeavor in the field of science and spirituality has enabled him to develop seminars on diverse topics like science in the Vedas, minds and machines, science fails to explain life, consciousness and beyond, etc. He has also presented these seminars in various colleges in India, Europe, and in America. Under the guidance of his spiritual master, His Holiness Bhakti Vikash Swami, he has also started a Gurukul, a traditional system of Vedic education in Punjab, India, where children learn the ancient Vedic culture and values. Besides this, he has also started a farm community. The community has a traditional way of living with mud huts and thatch roofs and with cows and, of course, farming. The communities will set a model for the world to show how to live a life based on the principles of simple living and high thinking. Hare Krishna. Welcome to the call, Prabhuji.
Mataji, I don't see Prabhuji on the call. He just joined. Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you so much, Prabhu, for joining and giving your valuable time and association this morning to enlighten us on the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam. I now hand over the call to you, Prabhuji.
Well, can anybody read the verse?
Yeah,
Prabhuji.
Mataji is reading.
Thank you so much, dear devotees, for joining. We'll read from the 6th canto, 11th chapter, 25th verse. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Na naga prishtam na cha paramishtyam na sarva bhaumam na rasadipatyam. Na yoga siddhirapunarbhavam va samanjasatva virahaya kankshe. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. O my Lord, source of all opportunities, I do not desire to enjoy in Dhruvaloka, the heavenly planets, or the planet where Lord Brahma resides, nor do I want to be the supreme ruler of all the earthly planets or the lower planetary systems. I do not desire to be master of the powers of mystic yoga, nor do I want liberation if I have to give up your lotus feet. Purport, a pure devotee never desires to gain material opportunities by rendering transcendental loving service to the Lord. A pure devotee's desires only to engage in loving service to the Lord in the constant association of the Lord and His eternal associates, as stated in the previous verse, Dasanu Daso Bhavithasmi, as confirmed by Narottam Das Thakur, Tandera charana seyi bhakta shane vasa janame janame haya e abhilasha.
to serve the Lord and servants of His servants in the association of devotees is the only objective of a pure unalloyed devotee. Hare Krishna.
Okay. Thank you. Om Jnanati Marandasya Jnananjana Shalaka Chakshurum Yutam Yatasmai Shri Guru. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Krishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gaurvani Chakra Vishesh Vaishnava Tishtha. Okay, so 11:25. This is Vritrasur Stuti. Vritrasur, he was a demon and he was offering this beautiful prayers to Lord Vishnu when he was on the battlefield. Now, and he was actually confronting Indra at that time. He was offering these prayers. And these prayers of Vritrasur, these are, let me put it like this. These are four verses, just four verses, Vritrasur prayers. These are the essence of all the Vedic scriptures. In fact, these prayers are so important that they are even mentioned in Rig Veda. With the, not prayers, but the personality Vritrasur and his fight with Indra. It's mentioned in Vedas. That's how important these prayers are. It's coming right from Vritrasur. It is said that Vritrasur was one of the out of all pure devotees, he's one of the exceptional devotee because he is in the body of a demon and yet he is completely dedicated to Lord Vishnu. There are other devotees in demon family, Bali Maharaj, Prahlad, but Vritrasur is different. He is not like them. He was born to kill Indra. We should remember that his whole purpose of existence is to kill Indra, is to kill demigods. That's what he was born for. And yet, it said, Indrari Vyakulam Loke. Bhagavatam says, Idesham Sakala Pamsa. Krishna's to Bhagavan Swayam. Indrari Vyakulam Loke. When Lord Vishnu descends to kill the enemies of Indra. And here he is officially announced enemy, Vritrasur. That means he's an enemy of, that means he is a fit candidate to be killed by Vishnu, and yet he is, he's a devotee of Vishnu. This is a unique combination there. And in fact, Indra himself was surprised. He knew this person, this demon is existing and is produced to kill me. And when he heard these prayers from Vritrasur, he was completely amazed, completely appalled to learn the fact that Vritrasur is a devotee in a demon body. He was completely confused what to do. To kill him, if you kill him, he's a Vaishnav. It's a Vaishnav aparad. If you don't kill him, then he dies. And all the demigods with him dies. And he didn't know what to do exactly. In fact, so even his weapons were not working on him. He was too powerful beyond him. So here he is, one of his prayers, 25th verse. It's a beautiful verse. If we can understand this verse and we can apply it in our life, we can attain back, we can go back to God now at this moment. What he says, Nanaka Prishtam Nana Paramaishtam Na Sarva Bhavam Narasadi Patyam Na Nyoga Siddhim Adapunar Bhavam Bhav Samanjasatvam Virahaya Kangshi. He says, I don't want Nanaka Prishtam. Nanaka Prishtam. Nanaka Prishtam means, Nak in Sanskrit is a synonym of heavenly planets. Nak. If you see Sanskrit dictionary, Nak means heaven. Now, what is Naka Prishtam? Prishtam means behind. Prisht means behind. So what is behind heavenly planets? Well, behind heavenly planets, there is Dhruva Lok. That's how cosmology is all about. behind. So why do we say behind heavenly planets? We should say above the heavenly planets. But it's behind because when we look heavenly planets from down here on the earth, so we can see heavens and we can see various planets. But then what is behind that? That's the whole point there. So from our perspective, the word behind is used. But from a universal perspective, it is beyond and above heavenly planets. So he says, Nakaprishtam. Prabhupada translates it as Dhruvalok. Dhruvalok is a center which actually unites all the heavenly planets which are below Dhruvalok like this. But if you see if we are standing here, then we see heavenly planets here, and behind this, there's Dhruvalok like that, it goes. So, Nakaprishtam, he says, I don't want heavenly planets. I don't want pleasures of heavenly planets. It's a big, big prayer because to say this, first you have to get completely bored off from the pleasures of this planet, right? Even the pleasures of this planet, a person who is attracted to the pleasures of this planet Earth, how can he be not attracted to the pleasures of heaven? It is said in Chandika Upanishad, heavenly pleasures are... heavenly pleasures... Somebody's... Heavenly pleasures are a million times greater than the pleasures on the earth. It is said in Chandika Upanishad. So if you can't resist the pleasures of this world, how are you going to resist the pleasures of that world, heaven? It's not possible. But so we can also say we don't want heavenly pleasures. We can say that, but Pitrasura really means it. He's not just saying it. That's why his prayers are accepted by Krishna. Our prayers are not accepted by Krishna completely because we are speaking lies. That's all. Krishna, na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim. I don't want wealth. I don't want females. I won't want followers. And Krishna said, oh, are you speaking a lie? Because I can see in your heart, I can see in the core of your heart that you want all these things. And you might say, no, Krishna, I don't want, you are not seeing properly. Krishna says, okay, I'll put you in a test and let's see. Let's see what is there inside you. And that is why Krishna puts his devotees into temptations and tests, to let us know what is there within us. He knows already. He doesn't need to know what's going on in us. He wants to make us know where we are, what problems we have in our heart, what temptations we have. Because often we don't accept who we are because that needs a lot of courage and a lot of truth and a lot of humbleness. But generally we don't, because why don't we accept what we are? Because we attach to ourselves. That's the whole problem. Attachment to oneself is the greatest disease of this material world. That's why we are stuck here. Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur used to say, the day you hate yourself, that day your devotion begins. But that's the most difficult thing, hating oneself. And why do we hate ourselves? Well, we hate ourselves because we are the person who rejected Krishna in the first place. We are informed that we were in spiritual world and we rejected him and we came here. He didn't reject us. We rejected him. So do you love a person who has rejected Krishna? Do you love a person who has rejected Krishna? Is that person worthy of love? Is that person worthy of liking who has rejected Krishna? No. And who is that person? We ourselves, I am that person. You should remember, I am that person who rejected Krishna and came here. I am not worthy of liking. And that is why devotees hate themselves. That is why all the devotees, pure devotees, if you read their songs, they are condemning themselves. They are criticizing themselves. They are saying, I'm lower than the worm in a stool. Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami says, why they are feeling like that? Because they remember their So in Christianity, they say original sin. That's our original sin. We remember that. So to say what Vritrasura is saying, Nanaka Prishtham, Krishna, I don't want heavenly planets. I don't want Dhruva Lok. Dhruva Lok is a spiritual planet in this material world. By the way, Vritrasura is saying, I don't even want spiritual planets. I don't want to go to spiritual planets in this material world. I want to go to spiritual world and not to spiritual planets in this material world. In this material world, even if you're on spiritual planet, that's also miserable. That's not an ideal situation. Srila Prabhupada used to say, our temples are like spiritual bubbles. If you're there in the temple, you are actually you are in a spiritual planet, Prabhupada says. But then Prabhupada mentions in one of the conversation, well, you are in temple, but temple exists in this material world. Always remember that. Always remember that. You are in a temple, but the temple is in material world. Don't forget that. So you have to escape from material world. Temple is a dimension, a door to the spiritual world. We have to remember that. So he says, Nanaka Prishtam Krishna. I don't want Dhruva Lok. I don't want spiritual planets. I don't want to stay in a temple in this material world. I even don't want that. I can visit temple. That's okay. But I don't want to stay. No chance. Nanaka Prishtam. And he really means it. And Krishna knows he really is. He really means it. And Krishna is happy with his prayers. You see, we sing in Mangalarti. When I sing Mangalarti, I feel I'm speaking complete live, and I'm right in the morning. Right in the morning, we are speaking lies. Samsara dava nalidhaloka tranaya karunya. This material world is on forest fire. Who feels that? This material world is in a forest fire. If you are in a forest fire, you'll not be able to think anything. You will have just one thought: escape. That's all. That's all. You can't think anything else. So if you really have a realization that this material world is a forest and there's a fire, then it's impossible you can have thoughts of material sense gratification. You will have just one thought: escape from it. If that's not happening, then we are speaking lies right in the morning, right in the first verse of Mangal Arati. Krishna doesn't mind much because he knows we are practitioner devotee, we are trying and this and that. But we as a devotee, we have to be careful and we have to think, actually there's something wrong. So to make Mangal Arati truth, I must come to this realization that it's a forest fire and I should have just one desire to escape from here. That's a real devotee. So Vritrasura means, I don't want Dhruva Lok. Nanaka Prishtam Nacha Sarva Bhaumam. I don't want Sarva Bhaumam. Srila Prabhupada translates Sarva Bhaumam as Nanaka Prishtam Nacha Paramaishtham. Srila Prabhupada translates Paramaishtham as planet of Lord Brahma. Brahma is called as Parmeshti. Parmeshti. Isht means Lord and Param. Param means the Supreme Lord in this material world. That is Parmeshti. Who is Supreme Lord in this material world? Brahma. And there's in Bhagavatam, Narad Muni once approached Brahma and he said, oh my Lord Brahma, you are God. And Brahma said, no. There's somebody beyond me also. Let me tell you about Vishnu. So many demigods, they don't realize that. They don't realize that there's somebody beyond Brahma. They might be confused also. Because Brahma seems to be the supreme most person or the supreme most planet. So he says, I don't want Parmeshtham. I don't want the planet where Brahmaji resides. On the planet of Lord Brahma, there is no hunger, no thirst, no miseries of any kind. It's just bliss. It's just devotion of Lord Vishnu. It's an interesting prayer because in Brahma's planet, everybody is doing devotion of Lord Vishnu. And Vritrasura is saying, I don't even want planet of Lord Brahma. Well, you might say, well, if you go to planet of Lord Brahma, Hare Krishna. Well, you might say, if you go to planet of Lord Brahma, then what happens? Then you are, then you will just always sing glories of Lord Vishnu. There are devotees of Lord Vishnu on planet of Brahma. Brahma is the greatest devotee. Vritrasura says, no. I want to be with Krishna and his devotees right in the spiritual world. I don't want to settle anything below this. That is a pure devotee. That is a pure devotee. Suna parmeshthayam na sarva bhomam. I don't want the sovereignty of the whole earth. I don't want the rulership of the entire earth. I don't want to become a king. I don't want to become a controller. Sarvabhama means controller. None of the meaning of Sarvabhama is controller. I don't want to become controller of any kind. In fact, a pure devotee hates to become controller. A pure devotee likes to become a servant. And that, you see the point, it's not the question of saying Jivera Surup Hoye Krishnera Nitya Das. That's not the question. That our original state is that we are servant of Lord Krishna. That's not the point. The point is we have to like this point. It is, even demons might know that in the spiritual sense, we are servants of Krishna. It's right there in the Vedas and they read it. Even Ravan was a great Vedic Pandit and they know Vedas. And they read in Vedas, well, everybody is a part and parcel of Krishna. Even demons might have read Gita also, isn't it? So, but they hate this fact. That's the whole point. Even demons know what is true and what is wrong, what is false, what is reality, what is illusion. But the difference between demons and devotees is not lack of ignorance. Lack of knowledge. It's not ignorance. The difference is not that ignorance. Demons are ignorant and devotees have knowledge. That's not the difference. They know, we know, but the whole point is they hate truth and we like truth. And that's what Chaitanya Charitamrita says. Chaitanya Charitamrita never says that you have to chant holy names. Of course, it says that, but what Bengali Chaitanya Charitamrita, if you read real Bengali, what it says is Nam Ruchi. You have to develop an interest in chanting holy names. Everybody is chanting holy names. I mean, say even new devotees are chanting holy names. And Srila Prabhupada is chanting holy names. But what's the difference? New devotees don't like chanting. But pure devotees, they like chanting. That's all. That's the difference. So the fact that we have knowledge, that doesn't make us devotee. That might be a step to becoming a devotee. That isn't in and of itself makes us a devotee. What makes us a devotee really is we like that knowledge. That's what makes us a devotee. And that makes a difference, all the difference between different grades of devotees. That makes all the difference. That's all. A pure devotee starts liking knowledge. And a pure devotee starts liking the person who is giving knowledge. That is Krishna. And as he starts liking knowledge and the person who is giving knowledge, he starts disliking himself who has offended that person. And he starts, at the next level, he starts hating himself who is still offending him. That's all. That's what is devotion all about. This reversal is called as devotion. Na sarva bhamam. So, the fact that we don't like to become controllers, we don't like to show ourselves, that is called humbleness. That's all. If the fact that you want yourself to be the fact that you like that Krishna becomes famous. And we and myself, I become infamous. That is devotion. So devotees enjoy becoming infamous. Devotees enjoy being criticized. Devotees enjoy being condemned. They like this because we deserve it. And devotees like, on the other hand, Krishna should become famous. Krishna should be glorified. That's all. Why should we be glorified? Devotees, there is, you see, when Mahaprabhu was praising Sanatana Goswami, he became very shy. When Mahaprabhu was praising Rupa Goswami in front of everybody, and Rupa Goswami wrote Lalit Madhav, Vidat Madhav, he became very shy, very, very shy. And because he became shy and he didn't like it. He said, no, actually, Saram Bhattacharya was praising Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Prabhu said, just stop it. You know? He closed his ears. He said, I don't want to hear all these things. Why? Because a pure devotee will never like himself being glorified. Because glorifying anybody except Krishna is equal to a second offense against holy name. Shivasya Shri Vishnu, Yanama Adiguna Sakalam. To equate demigods, great demigods, or anybody else equal to Krishna. That's an offense, isn't it? That's the second offense. To consider Lord Shiva or Lord Brahma to be equal and independent of Lord Vishnu. So, in other words, that means if you consider Lord Shiva and Lord Vishnu equal, that means you glorify Krishna and you glorify Shiva. That means you're putting them equal, like Mayavadis do. So if you glorify anything in this material world, that means you're putting that thing or that person equal to Krishna, and that's the second offense. So if you glorify, if you revel, enjoy in your glorification, that means still we are in the grips of second offense. And that is why when we chant, we don't get the real effect of chanting. We get some effect because we're trying to, we are understanding and we are trying to advance, but we don't have the real effect. The real effect of chanting is love of God, which we don't get because we are still in grips of some kind of offenses, yeah, which we ourselves don't realize. Nasarva bhaumam narasadipatyam. He says, okay, I don't want controller of this material world. I don't, of this planet. I don't want to become rasadipatyam. I don't want even the sovereignty, the controllership of lower planets. We call them lower planets, but actually they are not lower. There is even enjoyment in the lower planets below Earth. There is enjoyment above the Earth. On the Earth, there is a mixture of enjoyment and miseries. That's how Earth is there. So, but there's a difference of enjoyment. Above the Earth in heavenly planets, Bhubhuvarsva, there's enjoyment of mode of goodness. Below the Earth, there is enjoyment, but enjoyment of mode of ignorance. So above the Earth, heavenly planets, there's a lot of entertainment, enjoyment. But they have classical dance, Kuchipudi, Kathakali, which is mode of goodness. Below Earth, Atal, Vital, Sutal, Tal, Atal, Rasatal, Patal, there is enjoyment, but they might be doing break dance or, you know, something like that, which is like completely Tamagami dance. Something like that they might be doing on some rock music, and, you know, it's all Tamagami music. So that's the whole point there. So that is Rasadipatyam. He says, I don't want that. Anyway, I don't want to become controller of lower planets. In fact, a devotee, so even if we don't want to become controller of lower planets, we don't even want to visit that place. We don't like that place because as a devotee, we know it's in more of ignorance. Nayoga Siddhim. We don't want mystic powers. It's mystic powers. It's very attractive. Many people on spiritual path, they have deviated in the past and fallen to the attractions of mystic power, to the illusions of mystic power. Many, 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 many of them. And they miss the whole point there. So he says, no, I don't want it. It's a trap. Vritrasura recognizes mystic powers is a trap. He says, no, that definitely no. And apunarva, and liberation. Liberation devotees understand. Mukuti, Mukutan, Jali, Sevati Asman. Prabhupada used to quote a lot. Bilwamana Thakur speaks in in Krishna Karnamrit, he says, well, I want liberation because liberation is standing at the door, at my doorstep to serve me, and I don't want it. And Krishna says, why do you want, why don't you want liberation? He says, well, Vritrasura says, I don't want it because why should I waste my prayers to get liberation? If I attain you, then automatically I'm liberated. So I don't want to waste my prayers, and neither I want to waste your time asking something which is automatically available to a devotee. That's why he says, I don't want liberation. Samanjasatva viraya kangche. So Krishna says, what do you want actually? What really do you want? You don't mind little planets, you don't want liberation, you don't want mystic powers. This is what people want, isn't it? You don't want to become controller. What do you want? He says, now that's the crux. Now Vritrasura is coming. Now we might say, Krishna, I want to serve you. That's what I want. Okay, nice. Krishna, I want to become your servant. That's nice. Vritrasura doesn't ask anything like this. His petition is unique. His prayers are unique. His request is unique. He says, Samanjasatva virahiya kangshe. I want separation from you. Now that is interesting. Viraya means separation. And desire means a desire. Srila Prabhupada doesn't put it in the purport. He translates this in a different form. He says, I don't want liberation if I have to give up your lotus feet. That's how he translates. But many acharyas give a different translation. Tva means you, viraya means separation, kangsha means desire. I want to feel separation from you. And that's the crux of Srimad Bhagavatam. And that is why this verse is a central verse of Srimad Bhagavatam 6.11.25. Many acharyas, including Vallabhacharya and our own Gaudiya Vaishnavacharyas, they say this is the central verse, one of the central verses of Srimad Bhagavatam. And that is what makes Vritrasura Stuti very famous. He says, I want to feel separation from you. Why does he say that? Why doesn't he say, I want you? No. He knows that if he asks this prayer and if he says, I want you, first of all, Krishna might not fulfill his desires because this is a big, big, big desire. It's not a small desire, isn't it? You go to the Prime Minister and you say, what Prime Minister says, okay, what do you want? And you say, I want $300 trillion. He says, well, I have to think about it. So if you say, Krishna, I want you, Krishna might say, oh, I have to think about it. It's not easy. So Vritrasura knows that that kind of prayer might be rejected or might be delayed. And second of all, asking Krishna, I want you, that's not so blissful as this prayer of asking separation from Krishna. And that's what is Mahaprabhu's entire philosophy. Mahaprabhu says, if you want to unite with God, the door is separation. If you want to unite with God, the way is to feel separation from Him. And that might seem extremely contradictory, but that's how what Mahaprabhu's teaching is. That is what Gopi Bhav is. The more you feel separation from Krishna, the more you are closer to Him. You might say, oh, what's this? This is madness. No, this is not madness. This is sense. This is not nonsense. We might not be able to grasp it, but this is what devotees know. Devotees understand this. And devotees understand that to feel separation from Krishna is not only blissful for us, it's also blissful for Krishna. Krishna likes that more. Why Because when a devotee feels separation from Krishna, his love is multiplied many folds. And that Krishna wants to see. That Krishna wants to see. When a devotee is united with Krishna, he is united in love. But when the devotee feels separation from him, the love is the love multiplies manifold. And that's what happened in Ras Leela. In Ras Leela, Krishna was dancing with gopis, but suddenly he disappeared from between while dancing, and all the gopis were crying. That is gopi geet. And then they asked Krishna, "Krishna, why did you disappear?" Krishna says, "No, I didn't disappear. I was just hiding in the bushes and seeing you weeping and wailing for me. And I like that because your love increased and swelled and became manifold. And that's what I wanted to see." So the purpose of existence is to give pleasure to Krishna. If our sorrow of separation can give him intense pleasure, then that's our desire. And Vritrasura knows that. Vritrasura knows that. And that's why Vritrasura is asking for separation. He's not asking for uniting with Lord. Keep in mind, there's another meaning of this line. Prabhupada doesn't translate like this. Prabhupada takes a different meaning. Prabhupada says, Prabhupada takes a whole lot of different meaning. But this is one of the deeper meaning which many acharyas say. And this is the crux of this verse, by the way, that we want to feel separation from Krishna. In fact, to feel separation from Krishna, that's reality, isn't it? We are separated from him. We are not there with him in the spiritual world. We are away from him. So one devotee was asking me today, Prabhuji, if we feel separation from Krishna, and if we don't like ourselves, then we'll become depressed. Well, no, it's the other way around. Actually, now we should become depressed. We should become depressed now. Why? Because we are separated from Krishna and we are happy. Isn't this a depressing fact? You're happy without Krishna. How much sins we should have to fall into this condition? Srimati Radharani is saying in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Mahaprabhu is saying, how much sins I am having in my life that I still live without Krishna. And you can imagine how much sins we will have. We are becoming happy without Krishna. This should be a depressing fact. We are not getting depressed by this. this is called Maya, by the way. If you don't know what is Maya, this is called Maya. So Vritrasura understands all these dynamics. He understands clearly all these dynamics. Feeling separation from Krishna is the safest method in this material world to attain God. Because the more you feel separation from Krishna, the more we become disinterested from this material world. Shunyaitam jagat sarvam, that kind of thing. Complete disinterest in this material world is possible when we feel separation from Him. And to feel separation, you don't need anything. You just need to accept a reality that we are away from Him. And you have to remember it. You have to remember this fact, we are away from Him. You don't have to speculate something, adjust your mind. No, you have to accept this fact. I am here and Krishna is there and I'm away from Him. That's all, finished. And you feel separation from Him. At least something. So that's, but the point is, we'll forget this. Because why we forget? Because there are temptations in this material world. We get distracted. We get inattentive. We forget this fact. And of all, we like ourselves. And because we like ourselves, we forget all this. We become absorbed in ourselves. We become absorbed. We are already absorbed and we become absorbed in ourselves. And so just like many devotees chant Hare Krishna mantra on the beads. And so many devotees complain, Prabhuji, I have finished 4 rounds, but after 4 rounds, I realized I am chanting something. Otherwise, my mind was all over the place. Why is that? Because we like ourselves. We like to revel, like to enjoy in our own personality, our own identity, our own thoughts. That's what we are. And that makes us forget the whole reality, and we forget to feel separation from Krishna. So Vritrasura is saying, Krishna, please give me this separation. These feelings of separation, Krishna will not give you so easily. We have to practice, but that practice will become realization only by mercy of Krishna, and Krishna will not let it happen. This is a secret, and if we can ramify and find a solution to this secret, then we attain Krishna. That's all. Finish. And that Krishna keeps. That Krishna really doesn't want that. We should attain him in an immature stage. That he doesn't want. He wants that we should attain him. That's his desire. But if we attain him in an immature stage, then it will be more harmful for us than beneficial. So Vritrasura knows this. Vritrasura is very intelligent. And next verse gives you example of separation. But this is what we should be asking from Krishna. Krishna, please, I should feel separation from you. And that this prayer includes all the prayers. If we feel separation from him, we'll always think about him. We'll always want to serve him. We'll become renounced from this material world. All prayers are included in this one prayer. All phenomena, all benefits you will get just by having this prayer in your mind. Samanjasa tvam virahya kamshi. That's what the trustful prayers and the beautiful prayers. We should all keep these prayers in our mind. You can offer these prayers to Krishna. Keep it in your mind. This is what is the entire philosophy, what Mahaprabhu came to give us. Vritrasura is saying this. Mahaprabhu showed this, how to feel separation from Krishna. He showed by his actions. So Vritrasura's prayers and Mahaprabhu's pastimes, that is a perfect combination. And that is the ultimate pinnacle, ultimate conclusion of Krishna consciousness. There's nothing else. There's nothing else in Krishna consciousness except this. That's Krishna consciousness. And real Krishna consciousness. And we have to attain this platform somehow or the other. And we can attain this, our life becomes perfect. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Any questions? I want to take some questions with us.
Hare Krishna. Please accept my humble request. Srila Prabhupada, thank you so much for beautiful Katha Prabhu. Wonderful Katha Prabhu. Thank you, Prabhu. And coming this morning and giving your valuable suggestion. Dear devotees, if you have any questions, please go ahead. I don't see in the chat.
Well, it takes time for people to think.
I don't see any raised hands too. Yeah, I see one raised hand. Gail Mataji, please go ahead, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. Yeah.
Okay, so my problem this morning is with the statements that distinguish between the Vaikunthas of this world and the Vaikuntha of the spiritual world. So I think it was last time we were discussing this also. Yeah, yeah. And I have, in the meantime, heard that, I don't remember which acharya, if it was Jiva Goswami. It might have been Jiva Goswami, but I don't have exact reference where it is said that we should not distinguish between these two Vaikunthas.
Yeah, that's okay. I mean, it's both. Just like we say, we should not distinguish between Krishna and Ram and Vishnu. It's an offense. Madhvacharya quotes so many verses from scriptures. Anybody who distinguishes between Krishna, Ram and Vishnu, they're demons, they're going to hell. But we distinguish. But we not only distinguish between Krishna, Ram and Vishnu, we actually give a mathematical, statistical figure that Ram, that Vishnu has 60 qualities, Ram has 62 and a half, and Krishna has 64. We even went mathematics of it, but there are a whole lot of verses there. So it's both, we have to understand. We should not distinguish, because in essence, this is spiritual, but that is spiritual world. From a philosophical perspective, from tatvichar, from reality perspective.
Yes. Yeah.
But when it comes to rasvichar, when it comes to our relationship with God, and when it comes to mellows and all these things, then we have to distinguish. Just like we don't want to think about Ram much as Krishna. That is from the perspective of mellows and taste.
Mm-hmm.
So from the perspective of philosophy and reality, that's okay, whatever statements are there. We know that. But as far as service attitude and feeling separation, we keep in this mind, this distinguish, because we are still in material world. In material world, there is always a problem. Always a problem we have to keep in mind.
Okay.
So from a functional perspective, we don't distinguish. So Bhakti Sandas Thakur used to say, from the existential aspect, tattva. We don't distinguish. Mm-hmm. Yeah, tattva. Mm-hmm. But from functional aspect, we have a distinguish in our mind. We distinguish that fact.
Yeah. So basically, I think you're saying that in terms of tattva, both Vaikunthas are spiritual world equally.
Yeah.
But yeah, from the perspective of rasa, those who attain Vaikuntha in the material world, the nature of their mood and their relationships will be different from the nature of those relationships in the spiritual world.
Yeah, you're right, yeah. It will definitely be different.
Okay, and still along these same lines, you know, when we distinguish, you know, when you say that, you know, devotees, they don't want, you know, distinction is being made between the spiritual world that we experience in the temple and the spiritual world in the actual spiritual world. So the problem I'm having with that one is that our experience of the spiritual world depends on our consciousness, isn't it? So even if you are having, in terms of rasa, even if you're having, you know, that kind of spiritual consciousness, then why should we even in that case distinguish between being in the spiritual world and in the temple?
Yeah, because temple, we have a temple in the domain of Maya, and there is always chance of falling down, even if you're in the temple. Srila Prabhupada used to say that in temple there's Krishna, and behind Krishna there is always Maya. We know that. We have heard in Bhagavatam. So it's a dangerous place, we know. So just like suppose if you have a temple in hell,
mm-hmm,
and we are staying in that temple in the hell, so don't you want to just get out, or, you know, escape from that?
Well, I don't know, because the spiritual, you know, perfectly pure devotees, they don't, as we say, as we were saying even in this past, we don't even want liberation. We only want one thing. We want Krishna's service only, you know.
We want Krishna also. And this material world, we can serve Krishna, but we don't have Krishna directly face to face. We can see him in our heart, we can feel him, we can realize him, but we can't meet him and face to face. That's only possible in spiritual world, in spiritual body. In this material world, it's not possible. And that is why devotees are always unhappy in this material world. Even though they are in complete service of the Lord, even though they are experiencing form, qualities, pastimes in their heart, they know they are away from Krishna. Krishna is in a spiritual world. And this is called Bhagavan realization. We are separate from him. So we want to go back and meet him and face to face, and that's all.
But is it not? Why do we say that it's not possible to meet Krishna face to face? Anywhere? That sounds like restricting Krishna.
Well, Krishna can come here and meet us in this material world, but there's a whole problem there.
Didn't he do that with Dhruva? Didn't he meet Dhruva face to face?
Yeah, he came, but then he went.
Yeah, but he came.
But he came, but the whole idea there is when Srimati Radharani met Krishna in Kurukshetra, she met him, but she was not happy because she wanted to see Krishna in Vrindavan on the banks of Yamuna. So even though Krishna comes here, we are not happy because we know Krishna is happy in Vrindavan, in Yamuna, near Yamuna, in back in spiritual world, in his home with his devotees. So even Krishna, what's happening? Somebody has to mute this. So even though, so the point is not us that he has met us face to face. The point is him. He'll be happy in spiritual world back in Yamuna and Govardhan in spiritual world. So we want to meet him there, not here. Both parties are not completely happy.
Okay, but the only reason why you're saying that we won't be happy is because he wouldn't be happy to be here.
Only for that reason. Yeah.
But it's not that he doesn't come here.
Well, he comes. But that's not the point. I mean, his coming here, we don't really consider that a fact. We don't really consider it so important because even if he comes here, he's not happy. So, what's the point? Yeah, that's the whole point there.
Okay, and also, you know, you're saying that, you know, we don't just want his service, we want to meet him. But that's only as long as one doesn't interfere with the other. If we are forced to make a choice, then we will choose serving him over meeting him, isn't it?
Yeah, if we are forced to make a choice, then we'll choose service, but with a very heavy heart.
Mm-hmm.
Not with happiness. It's a very, very heavy heart because we also want to meet him. Okay. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he told Rupa Goswami to go to Vrindavan and do service. And he said, well, Mahaprabhu, that's your order, but I'm going with a lot of sorrow there in my heart.
Mm.
That's the whole point. That's called love.
Mm-hmm. Just now, I you know, my mind went away. The devotee you mentioned, was that Nityananda?
No, Rupa Goswami. Rupa Goswami.
Oh, Rupa Goswami. Rupa Goswami. Okay, okay. Yeah. Okay, Prabhu. Thank you so very much.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Vinita Mataji, please go ahead, Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Aapke charno mein koti koti dandat pranam. Prabhuji, mera question hai ki, can I speak English and Hindi both?
Yeah, you can speak and I can translate later. No problem, you speak.
So my question is ki, if we are married to a non-devotee and our family is not like fully Krishna consciousness and they get us married to a non-devotee family, as of course we will give first priority to a devotee, but if you know, we don't find them, you know, so kya hota hai ki matlab after marriage, like, na, so of course we'll, you know, make you know, bhoga at home and we will offer food to Krishna first, but sometime they force us that you have to eat outside, you have to eat ice cream with us, you know, and not every time we can't force them, like, kyunki newly married hai to aise hum nahi har kisi ko na argue kar sakte.
Hey Krishna Prabhuji, this question is too personal. And one question related to the class.
Yeah, yeah.
And personal question, she can send you the email for that.
That'll be good. Mataji? Yeah, Vinita Mataji, you can send me the email.
Because this question is completely related to
That's
the family.
True,
and
Yes. No problem. Let's see.
Mataji, you have a question related to the class. Please ask that. Thank you.
No, wait. Actually, she's asking where can we find my email. Can somebody type my email here and she can note
please.
And then she can
ask.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Thank you, Prabhuji.
Thank you. Actually, at the gmail.com. This email is not right. Keshav Anand keshavanandas@gmail.com. That's
the email.
Yeah, this one is okay. This one is okay. Oh, but this is also not okay. It is double A. This is wrong.
Keshavan.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, this one is okay. info@keshavanandas.com. You can send to this one. info@ yeah, this one is also okay, both of them. Okay, so we have one. I think Prahladanand Prabhu, his hand is raised.
Namo pranam Keshavanand Prabhuji. Hare Krishna. Prabhuji, one question was that, you know, you said that this spiritual world, I mean, do look like that, and there is a chance of falling back. Is it also like that? Then, you know, if you go to, like, you know, one who gets liberated because of Lord Krishna, and he goes enters the Leela where Lord Krishna is still in the material world and playing the Leela, that's where the Jiva goes. And does he fall back from there?
Well, Prabhupada says we can also fall down from spiritual world. So what to say of pastimes in this world? So it's, Prabhupada says... Till the time we are there in this material world, there's always chance of fall down because we have free will. There's always a chance. So it's a very, very dangerous place. So we want to go back.
Yeah, I definitely run out. Thank you.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu.
Okay, so everything is done.
Hare Krishna. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Very wonderful class. So, Prabhuji,
I'm sorry, just one second. I just have one email thing to verify. I also have keshavanand108@gmail.com.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, this one is also all right. Fine. This one is also okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, Prabhuji, you said. Our whole idea is like, you know, feeling separation from Krishna. And like, you know, we have to cry in separation from Krishna. So why do we say chant and be happy?
Because Srila Prabhupada says this, that in separation, in the sorrow of separation, there is happiness. That's, Prabhupada says, that's a transcendental mystery which we have to unlock in this whole life and in the process of Krishna consciousness. Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami says in Chaitanya Charitamrita, devotion is like, so he uses the word, it's like ice which is having fire inside. So ice is very cold and very nice, but inside there is fire, which is very hot. So similarly, devotion is like that. In that sorrow, there is intense bliss. One reporter, actually, what the question was asked by one reporter to Prabhupada. There, Prabhupada, he was sitting and he was like, you know, like, you see Prabhupada photographs, like, it's like this, like Prabhupada was sad. And reporter said, Prabhupada, you say chant and be happy, but I see you sad. Prabhupada says, you don't know what is happiness. He said like that. And that's the whole point. Chaitanya approved whole career, 12 years what he was doing, he was weeping. But that's the whole point. Externally, it looks like sorrow, but internally, there is intense happiness. And that's the transcendental mystery, which by mercy of Krishna, we can unlock it if we practice Krishna consciousness very nicely.
So, Prabhuji, when sometimes, you know, sometimes, like in aarti or some nice bhajan somebody singing and devotees cry, so is it because of the, you know, too much frustration of this material world, or because of our own problems, or because of really feeling separation from Krishna?
It can be anything. Either that person has to see himself. It can be due to sentimental issue. So sentimentally, they might be having, like in the mind, they might be feeling happy, or it might be anything that the person knows why it is happening. But most likely, see, feeling separation is not an easy thing. It's not a small thing. I mean, if that was a small thing, why Vritrasur would ask this prayer? I want the gift of separation.
Yeah.
It's very difficult. So that's our goal. So most likely, people, devotees who weep, it might be due to tears of happiness, or it might be due to, you know, after many lifetimes you have come in contact with Krishna consciousness, that also produces tears. Or it might be some sentimental issues, or might be thinking of their own sins or offenses. But most likely it's not due to separation. That's not an easy platform to attain.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. We should not neither even think that we are feeling separation at this stage, because what is the goal of Vritrasura is feeling separation. How can we think that we are feeling, if at all we might be feeling separation sometimes, then that might be shadow of the real separation. That might be some shadow.
So Yashodamai and Ananda Maharaj, they were feeling separation when Krishna went to Mathura.
Mm.
Because Prabhuji, they have seen Krishna. Krishna was playing around, and they had so much love for him because they could see him, they could feed him, they can feel his presence. What about us?
Well, it is, yeah, we don't have that advantage of seeing him and talking to him and touching him, and that makes a difference. But at the same time, that is why there's an injunction of scriptures. We have to always keep him in our mind and see him through the eyes of a soul, remember him, and then it's possible. Because you see, this Prabhupada gives example of Mathura Brahman wives. So these Brahman wives in Mathura, they never saw Krishna, they never were with him. They were simply hearing about him, and news were coming from Vrindavan. So simply by hearing Shravanam and glorifying him, they could attain that platform of feeling separation. So that's possible by Shravan Kirtan. That's what Mahaprabhu has informed us. That's possible. Of course, the fastest method is you can be with Krishna, but that we are not qualified.
Yeah.
So Krishna says, keep me in your mind always. And then that will be possible.
Yes. Thank you, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. There are several questions in the chat box, but iPhone Mataji, I don't know Mataji or Prabhuji, who is in the iPhone, please go ahead.
There are hands also.
Yeah.
iPhone Mataji.
Whoever it is, please go ahead.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Prabhuji, you say like, main Hindi mein bolu, Prabhuji, aap you can
Theek hai.
प्रभु जी की आपने बोला कि सेपरेशन जब तक हम वो स्टेज तक नहीं पहुंचेंगे ताकि भक्ति जरूर लगे परफेक्ट भक्ति प्रभु जी वो स्टेज मतलब कैसे हम वो जा सकते हैं क्योंकि हम जैसे भक्ति भी कर रहे हैं कई बार तो भी हम समटाइम सीरियस होते भक्ति में हमारे जीवन में कभी प्रॉब्लम्स आती है सो मेनी लाइक फैमिली से रिलेटेड कई सो
आई गॉट योर पॉइंट द क्वेश्चन इज हाउ टू रीच द स्टेज ऑफ सेपरेशन considering the fact that we have so many problems, family problems and this problem, that problem. But the whole point, I'll tell you one thing. Ahetukya pratyata. Bhakti cannot be stopped in any condition. Real bhakti. There's no problem in this material world which can stop bhakti. Problems might be conducive or not conducive. That's another point. But nothing can impede the flow of devotion, real devotion. So how to feel separation? That's what I was telling. How to feel separation? You have to read about Krishna. You have to keep him in your mind daily. If you can't keep him in your mind daily, then that's why Prabhupada said, read Krishna book daily. Glorify his qualities, his form. Sing bhajans of acharyas, which is glorifying him. By doing this practice, we can start becoming attached and feel separation from him. It's not just, you see, it's not to always chant Hare Krishna. You chant 16 rounds. If you chant more, that's good. But you have to nourish your Hare Krishna mantra also by chanting the glories of form, qualities and pastimes of Krishna, which is there all over in the scriptures. So that practice has to be done. It should not be that 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 after 1 week you remember, oh, I didn't read anything about Krishna. I didn't really glorify his form, pastimes and qualities, nothing. That happens with a lot of devotees, by the way. Many devotees, they don't read about Krishna. That's an unfortunate fact. So even on this forum, I don't think so. You might be reading Krishna book, that's different. So I mean, people are interested in philosophy of Krishna, but they're not interested in Krishna. There's a lot of difference there. So that simple practice, which is recommended by all scriptures, there is Naam Kirtan, Roop Kirtan, Gun Kirtan, Leela Kirtan. There's a difference in that. We are doing Naam Kirtan, Hare Krishna Mantra chanting. But to support that in a conditioned state, we also have to do Roop Kirtan, Leela Kirtan. Leela Kirtan, Yashomati Nandana, Vrajavaro Nagara, that's Leela Kirtan. Roop Kirtan you have to do, where the form of Krishna is described, Shyam Sundar form. Guna Kirtan are there, Vibhavari Shesha, that's Guna Kirtan. So all those Kirtans, you have to make a list, sing daily, and, you know, imbibe them, and then chant, and then read about Krishna daily, and that will make us becoming attached to Krishna and feel separation. There's no other way. There's no other way.
Thank you very much, Prabhuji, because mujhe aise lagta hai, because jaise main daily here chanting ke baad mein jab tak lecture katha sunte nahi hu, jaise main devotees ki jis jo mujhe inspire karte guru maharaj prabhupad jo devotee mujhe inspire karte hain, to jab tak mujhe understand, jaise main bhagavatam bhi padhti hu to bhi mujhe itna understanding nahi hoti hai jab tak main jaise devotees ko sun le.
That's okay. Keep on hearing and keep on practicing.
Hemi Mataji also raised hand. I don't see it. Maybe Balram Prasad. Balram Prasad Prabhuji, please go ahead with your question, Prabhu. I don't see Hemi Mataji's hand now.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Prabhu, we are in separation. If at all, I say, suppose an example from my side. I am feeling, I don't even feel anything because I don't know Krishna. That means we are time immemorial. I don't even know what I am with Krishna. So in that way, we are okay, right? So they're happy. The people who are the devotees, like, you know, exalted devotees, they feel separation of Krishna and they're still not happy because they're always unhappy that they want Krishna. So the point is, the people who don't know Krishna, they are happy because they don't care. They don't even know. Time immemorial, they are separated anyway. And the people who are completely exalted, they are still feeling, oh, my, where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? That means there is complete separation of Krishna. That's a different picture. But in between, no, like all of us, is a struggle. Whether to remember Krishna, or, you know, in the material world, it's just like an everyday struggle. Everyday struggle. If I don't keep my chanting mala, you're done. Your maya is attacking. And of course, that chanting mala, getting chanting mala also is not that easy sometimes.
Yeah.
No, it's a big struggle. Maybe, you know, people who are practicing everyday hearing katha. Yeah, it's all great. But
you're right. You're right, it's a struggle. And you know what? I think definitely it's a struggle. Who says it's not a struggle? It is a big struggle. It's a, Srila Prabhupada says, it's a war against Maya. Prabhupada says that. But to complete this struggle, there's one way. We should not see it as a struggle, but we should see it as a challenge and as an adventure. And then we will be able to actually sail through it. Otherwise, it's very difficult. I mean, to say one person can see war as, my God, it's a big problem. Another person can see war as a challenge and an adventure. Okay, let's fight. So if that spirit is there, then we can, sail over all these problems and go ahead. Otherwise, it's you're right. It seems sometimes almost impossible. Yeah. How can you fight against Maya? You know, Maya is too strong. Too strong. So, Srila Prabhupada also said that that it's a war against Maya, and if you're not prepared, she can shoot you and you can be killed. So we have to be cautious. There's a warning from Adascha, don't be inattentive in the offenses of holy name. Keep good association. Naresh Harkar Thakur sings a very beautiful song, by the way. And he says, so it's a beautiful song, you can see on Google. And he says, so that song begins like that. Jar mukhe gaur kata nahi, tar mukhe herina. He says, anybody who doesn't speak about Gauranga Mahaprabhu, don't see his face. That's how cautious he is. I mean to say that we can't do that, but he's informing us. So you're right. Now we are happy or we are sorrow. We don't know what we are. We are, Jiva Goswami says, we are neither in the night, neither in the day. We are hanging in between somewhere. So a lot of patience, a lot of enthusiasm, a lot of support, a lot of guidance, and then we can get out of this material world.
So if there is no association, I am done, Prabhu. That's it.
Everybody's done. that's why perhaps they started this forum, you know.
So the point is, you're in the association, you're in the association. But I feel I had one discussion with one of my friends. If you are alone, then how do you feel yourself, right? Along with the devotees, yes, sadhu sangha somehow we are there and we are keep going. And if all alone, all the time, what will happen to you, even though you are practicing Krishna consciousness? And then that's a kind of a test. That's kind of test what we do.
That's
what
true.
I do.
That's right? True.
Thank you, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhu. Deel Mataji, Mataji, Prabhu, and there are questions in the chat box too. Mataji, do you want to go ahead? Deel Mataji?
She's perhaps not there.
She's on mute. Deel Mataji, do you want to go ahead, Mataji, or...
I'm sorry. I didn't think it was my turn coming so soon. I just want to confirm, right, that I feel like, you know, a lot of questions about how can we be happy in separation is due to maybe not understanding that the separation that we experience in the purified consciousness is different from separation that we experience in mundane consciousness, even though, you know, both look so sad, right? But
that's
because the separation that one feels when the consciousness is pure is not impelled by the modes. And that's what makes the difference.
True. That's true. Yeah. You're right.
So
you're right.
As they say, appearances are deceiving. Externally it looks the same,
right.
But
you're
internally different.
Appearances are deceiving, you're right. Yes. This is a good way to put it.
Yeah, just one last thing. If you could just elaborate on your statement that, and I know it's true, but I just need to hear your clarification, how, you know, attraction to Krishna's philosophy is different from, vastly different from attraction to Krishna himself. Remember, so...
Yeah, this
can
is
just elaborate? Because, you know, a person can think that, well, you know, whether I'm attracted to the philosophy or to his, you know, his form, his qualities, it's all Krishna consciousness, right?
You're right.
Yet actually, there's a vast
actually,
difference.
Yeah. Srila Prabhupada mentions this in Bhagavad Gita. If people read Bhagavad Gita carefully, in that verse, was that verse? Namam duskrito mura prapatente naradhama. Maya Prita Jnana Asuram Bhavam Ashritam. And Prabhupada speaks there that four people do not surrender to Krishna, that's okay. But in that, one of the person is demon and asura. And Prabhupada comments that these demons, and Vishwachakra Thakur also comments that what makes demons so dangerous? What makes them dangerous is demons are attracted towards philosophy of Krishna. They are attracted. They like Gita. I mean to say, it's not that they don't like Gita. They like this concept of Atma and soul. In fact, Hiranyakashipu was giving a whole lecture to the wives of Hiranyaksh. When Hiranyaksh was killed, that your soul, you're not this body, it's given in Vedas and all these. And in fact, Mayavadis, what are Mayavadis? They like Vedas, they speak about Vedas. And they like Vedas, a philosophy of Krishna, they like it. But they don't like Krishna, that's the whole point. They want to become God, and that's the whole crux there. So, Bhishma Thakur says, people who like Krishna, doesn't like Krishna, and they like only Krishna's philosophy, they can also be demons to an extreme extent, to the other end. But as devotees, also we can like philosophy and we might not like Krishna because of the tendency to actually become a controller. We want to understand and grasp everything. Because of false ego, we want to grasp all the concepts. So we are intellectually trying to approach God, and that's not the way to do this. Only intellectual endeavor. The real situation is we let our false ego away, and we let our intellect, and we approach Krishna soul to soul, and we like his form and qualities and pastimes. In fact, you see gopis, if you speak Gita to gopis, they will say you have gone crack. You've gone nuts. We don't want to hear Gita. You're not able to speak Gita to them in Vrindavan. So they say, come on, you know, that's okay. We want Krishna who has spoken Gita. And that's the ultimate thing. So most of us, we are on intellectual platform or mental platform. That's why we like to have logics and this, that. And that's okay. That's fine. That's fine until we like Krishna. That's okay. But that's not fine if we only like this and we don't like Krishna. Then that's a big dichotomy there. And we have to actually consciously, purposefully get over this. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, we will be trapped in this whole situation. And by the way, I'll tell you, this is the difference between Vaidhi Bhakti and Raghunaga Bhakti. Mm-hmm. Vaidhi Bhakti means we like Krishna's philosophy, we like his service, but we don't like him too much, more than service and philosophy. But Raghunaga Bhakti is a reversal there.
Yeah, and you know, when you're talking about the gopi, right, we saw that when Uddhava tried to preach philosophy to them, rejected. But so, you know, we're trying to come to the stage where we like Krishna. You know, we like the philosophy. We want to understand the concepts. So what is the role that our attraction to philosophy should play in our effort to come to the stage where we like Krishna?
Nothing. The role of philosophy is to decode the pastimes. That should be the role of philosophy. Is to decode the pastimes and the qualities of Krishna. We should use philosophy as a tool to dive in the pastimes and the qualities and the form of Krishna. That's why this tool is given to us. It's not given to us just to not use it and just to enjoy in this all these concepts.
Can you give a quick example? Can you just give a quick example?
Yeah, it's simple. It's like, I mean to say, for example, we read in philosophy. Okay, Jiveda Surupoya Krishna Nityadas. Okay, we are servants of Krishna. Now, when we read pastimes of Radha and Krishna, for example, we are reading Ras Lila, then what happens? Then we see this statement playing in the whole pastime underneath. Radha is, for example, Radha is becoming angry with Krishna now, but when we know philosophy, Jivera Surupa Krishna Nityadas. So Radha is becoming angry, but inside her heart, she has a sentiment that I am servant of Krishna. Externally, she is angry. So this helps to decode the whole pastime. What she is trying to do is, she is trying to give pleasure to Krishna by becoming angry and trying to please her master. And then everything becomes harmonious, and then we can understand the real spirit of this pastime. Otherwise, this pastime doesn't make any sense.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why whole philosophy is used to decode. And that's, by the way, I'll tell you, that's what is Nectar of Devotion after chapter 20. what Rupa Goswami is saying, you doing. He's trying to analyze pastimes and qualities of Krishna by using philosophy. And that's, Prabhupada said, Nectar of Devotion is a law book. It will teach you, it will teach you that philosophy is a language of love. And that is the key to decode it. Otherwise, ordinary people can read pastimes, but they will not be able to appreciate anything there.
Mm-hmm.
So that if we do that, then that is the real purpose of philosophy. Mm-hmm. Then we are reading.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, wonderful, Prabhu. Thank you so much.
Prabhuji, there are some questions in the chat box. Prabhu, do you want me to read those, Prabhu?
Okay, quick, we get to that.
Vijil Mataji, I don't know if this question is appropriate or not, but the second offense, but the second offense in Sanskrit mentions that Binnam Pasyatsa Kalu Harinam Ahitakara.
Yeah.
Doesn't it translate to who sees the difference is the offender? So why do we say that considering Shiva and Vishnu on the same level is offense?
Yeah, so it he can see this in two ways, you know. To seeing difference between Shiva and Krishna is an offense. That means Krishna and Shiva are related to each other as master and servant. But if you see them as different, then you see one Shiva as God and Krishna as God. So scriptures are warning us, don't see them as different. But we are concluding that what scripture is saying, don't see them as different, that means they're same. No, there's another way to see it. That means Krishna is master and he's servant. They're not different. They're related to each other in love, in master-servant relationship. That's what it means.
Okay, Prabhuji. Dali Mataji is asking, Prabhuji, can we offer Tulasi to Shad Goswamis while doing morning puja?
No, we can't offer Tulsi to Shad Goswamis. We can, Tulsi is only offered to Radha Krishna, that's all.
Okay. And then Sindhu Rao Mataji is asking, thank you so much for a wonderful class, Prabhuji. One question, Prabhu. Is there a possibility that a Jiva can fall back into the material world from spiritual world, since Jiva was original in spiritual world?
So the I don't want to go into this question, but it is possible. Srila Prabhupada says it's possible and it's possible and it's possible. That's all. That's full stop.
So Sita Rupini Mataji is asking question. How do we feel separation? Honestly, I forget Krishna and I am happy. What to do in this shameful situation, Prabhuji?
Yeah, what to do is just hit yourself every morning and every night and cry and say to Krishna, I am nonsense. Just sit in front of Krishna and say, Krishna, I am nonsense. Just abuse yourself in front of Krishna, in front of mirror, and then things can proceed. First, the fact is, we have to accept it's a shameful situation. We are psychopaths, actually. If you really think about it, we are happy without Krishna. It's a real maniac condition. So you have to cry over this condition. Just sit in a room and cry on your condition and pray to Krishna intensely. Krishna, please take me out of this madness. And he'll help you.
Thank you, Prabhu. So nice. Drishti Mataji has a question. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dhanvat Pranam. Thank you, Prabhuji, for the wonderful class. One question is that, is it feeling of separation also applicable to the spiritual master or devotees?
Yeah. Ramchandra Sangha Mange Narottama Dasa. Yes, it is applicable.
So, one Vinita Mataji asking question, same question as Shyamagauri Mataji. Sometimes some devotees or Mataji start crying while singing bhajans for Krishna, and some call them, she or he is feeling the separation, but the others call them sahijya.
Yeah, it's mostly sahijya only. Sahijya
panti. And they say sahijya panti doesn't work. How will we know that separation?
Yeah, I mean to say, if a devotee is really feeling separation, he will not cry in front of everybody. First of all.
Sorry.
A real devotee will always hide his separation. If somebody is crying in Kirtan, that obviously it proves that he's not feeling separation because he says, yeah, he's a sentimental person and he wants to show the public, I am feeling separation, I am a great devotee. That's sort of right thing. a devotee will always suppress his, always hide his separation, always hide his tears. That always, all our Goswamis, Bhakti Sanat Thakur never wept in public. Prabhupada never wept in public. Almost never. I mean, some equations might be there, but never in public. So are we more elevated than them? What about that? So that's exhibiting symptoms in public. That's all. That's, of course, sahajism. That's sentimentalism. Definitely.
Thank you, Prabhu. Jyoti Mataji is saying one thing. Hare Krishna Prabhu, Dandavat Pranam, Prabhuji. Even if we are in devotion, we are thinking of self-benefits. What is this devotion? It is height of hypocrisy, I feel. Please share your teachings.
Yeah, if we are thinking of self-benefit, that's hypocrisy. But sometimes we think of self-benefit out of weakness of heart. And that's not hypocrisy. If you're trying to overcome those desires of self-benefit, then that is weakness of heart. But hypocrisy is when you're thinking of self-benefit and you are okay with it, and you also think devotion, then that is hypocrisy. So most of the devotees, they're weak. They're not hypocrite. That's how we should put it like that.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji. I think everybody, devotees are just...
Okay.
Very much for the questions, and I don't see any more in the chat box, and I also don't see any raised hands. And thank you so much, Prabhuji, for wonderful class and wonderful question and answer sessions, which very nicely applicable for day-to-day life to meditate upon and
okay. Get questions.
Thank you so much, Prabhu. So we're going to offer
Vancha kalpataru
vancha kalpataru praksha
upasindu
namo namaha.